Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast. I do believe this is episode 38. Gosh, I am really zooming through, and it just shows that I have been doing my podcast now for 38 weeks, and I'm so excited. I love coming on here and just honestly rambling, talking to you guys, giving you some bolts of knowledge, and just getting to know everybody. So today we're going to break it down to the basics. One of my favorite things to talk about is coping skills, coping strategies, coping mechanisms, coping whatever you want to call it, because we all need to brush up on them. So let's get started. So what exactly is a coping skill? Coping skills are strategies to help de-escalate a situation that you're in, something that you can use, a tool, anything around you, or an anchor, or something that helps you de-escalate in the situation. These are ways that we can problem solve conflicts. These are helping you master your stress level. Coping strategies are such an important tool that we need to have in our toolbox. And I'm all about this year is creating more tools for our toolbox. And this is the first one. So build your toolbox, open it up, and let's get started on talking about what your coping skills are. Some great examples of coping skills are walking away from a stressful situation, being more mindful of your triggers and things that cause stress. People love to do the counting thing, counting down from 10. It helps them de-escalate. There's also deep breathing techniques, exercising, watching TV, reading a book, or any ways that you can divert your attention from what you're doing that's causing the utmost stress, that is triggering you, anything to just divert your attention. So I'm going to go a little bit more into these examples because I really truly believe people don't have coping skills. Not saying that you don't have them, but they don't know how to implement them when we are in a stressful situation. For example, when I am triggered, when I am angry, when I am upset, I need to take a moment. I need to collect my thoughts before I say some stupid shit, to be honest. You know, I need to just collect my thoughts, my brain, my whole mindset, because I am probably living livid in the moment. So for me, my number one coping strategy is getting away from whatever's triggering me. I know my body tells me that I'm angry or upset because my face gets red. I start feeling hot. I start feeling anxious and jittery. These are ways that my body's telling me that something's up. Something is wrong. I'm in that like fight or flight stage, and I need to use some kind of strategy to help me de-escalate from this heightened escalation. For me, I need to walk away. I need to collect my thoughts because honestly, I don't want to say something stupid, and I've done it a million times in the heat of the moment. So walking away is my number one. It doesn't necessarily mean because I'm walking away from a stressful situation that I'm never revisiting or coming back to it. It just means that I need time to process what's going on, bring it all into my brain, figure out how I'm handling the situation. I need to calm my body, calm my energy, calm my vibe down because it's really like tense. It's, I almost feel like a light bulb when you turn it on and it's like, and that's the way I feel. It's just so electric. That, I guess, is a perfect way to explain it. So walking away is able for me to take a moment, really understand what's going on in the situation. For me, that's my best coping skill. But I also have a couple other things that I like to do. In that list that I mentioned before, I talk about counting, deep breathing, exercising. These are things that I also use as well. I do the counting thing. There's times that I know that I am in a blatant, awkward, odd situation, and I'm sitting there looking at somebody talking, and now it's kind of like Charlie Brown when the teacher's going wah, 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 because I'm just watching their lips right now, and in my brain, I'm going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, because I need to do this because I'm so angry and I need to calm down once again before I say something that I'll regret, that's not helpful, it's not bringing value to the conversation, just because I need to bring it down. I'm a very emotional person. I am that person that wears my heart on my sleeve. I'm transparent. I'm that person that is always there for other people. You can call me an empath because I feel that way too. And I could watch somebody on TV cry and cry in a heartbeat because I am in the moment. I'm feeling what they're feeling because that's just my nature. But I need to learn how to use my strategies to not bring on someone else's emotions, especially if they're angry. When people are angry and they come up to you and they're like, they're yelling at you and they're like, why did you do this? What did you do? And they're yelling at you and now you're in that fight stage. You're just like, what the hell is going on? Like, holy snapdragon, I need to get out of here. I need to swat you away. And your body just tenses up. These are times that we can use the emergency toolkit and how to go through your coping strategies. One that I really like to do is deep breathing. I have really explored deep breathing over the last year or two, and it really helps me calm down the anxiety in my body. It helps me reduce my tension. It helps me not feel like I have acid reflux or I feel like I'm gonna spit fire. The deep breathing techniques are amazing. There are so many ways that you can do this. I have a coach. Oh my gosh, can you hear that? My dog. She's legitimately snoring. Live on a podcast. Welcome to it. My dog snores like a grown-ass man. But I have a coach and she is amazing and she's teaching me all about nasal breathing. She's teaching me how to fire breathing. It's dragon breathing, fire breathing, and all these ways of using breath to help with strategies, coping mechanisms, and all these other ways to just help release tension in your body. And if you're interested in these things, definitely shoot me a message that we can talk about this, or I can point you in the right direction to talk to somebody about fire breathing and nasal breathing, because I am not an expert in this area, and I will blatantly tell you that areas that I'm not an expert in and point you in the right direction. So deep breathing has been amazing for me. Also, as you guys know, I am an adaptive athlete. And if you don't know what an adaptive athlete is, that is an athlete with some kind of physical or mental impairment. I am partially blind. I have a visual impairment in my right eye and I was born like this. So I don't know what it's like to have vision out of two eyes. So I see out of one eye and my other eye just kind of looks really pretty, but it looks like I'm looking out of wax paper if I can explain it to people. So one eye is really strong and one eye is just not. but being an adaptive athlete, exercise is huge for me. I love cycling. That's what I do as a passion. That's what I teach. I love cycling because it's my world. It's how I can get on a bike, just go miles and miles and miles away from my house and be free, especially when I'm inside a track or a park that I can put my headphones on and be just in the moment and enjoy everything. But going back to the exercise thing, that is a huge coping skill for me. Exercising for me is a huge coping skill in the aspect it helps me release all the energy, endorphins, and everything in my body that is just not supposed to be there. It's a way for me to get fresh air. It's a way for me to get some sunshine. It's a way for me just to be outside, be in nature, because I am an earth element and I love to be outside and in the elements. So that's where I thrive best. Coping skills are what you make them. In my toolbox, I am really big about knowing when I need to set boundaries and walk away. I'm using my deep breathing. I'm exercising. I'm watching TV or reading a book or listening to an audiobook to get my mind off what is triggering me. Huge, huge tips that I can give you. I ask you, what are your coping skills? What do you use in the time of being triggered? If you don't have coping skills, please, please, please figure out something that you can do that helps reduce your anxiety, stress, and worry. And if you still don't know how to do this, reach out to me and I can help you through this process. I love brainstorming. I love talking with people and I've become like a Zoom ninja. Meet me on Zoom and we can talk it out and work through a lot of things. I actually created a new coaching opportunity called a Power Hour Coaching. And Power Hour is just what it sounds like. It is 60 minutes with me. It is an opportunity for you to coach one-on-one with me and see how I can help you. It is a quick down and dirty coaching session and we can problem solve an issue. We can work through your barriers. We can find out what works best for you, point you in the right direction. And if you believe that you need more coaching and more support, either I can help you in one of my amazing programs, or I can point you in a different direction and see if somebody else can support you. I have many opportunities out there for you to help you with coaching. What is the best way to meet my community and help them? What is the best way that it isn't financially expensive? I know when you all are out there listening to these podcasts and going on these coaching pages and they're like, oh, it's $7,000 a month to work with me. That's insane. I get it. I've been there. But you know what? I'm starting to make coaching more affordable for the community. Because you know what? We need to be a community of strong leaders. So the best way that you can work with me in general is my membership. And my membership is a monthly fee that you pay and you get amazing opportunities to go live with me, to see what you can do, learn. There is now a new coaching portal. And what that is you log in to a website and it brings you right into the portal where I'm going to put up all the live Zooms that I recorded, worksheets, workbooks, everything that you can think of that I have created for the month, I'm going to put in the portal. So you will always have access to this portal as long as you are an active member. So I am super excited about this membership. It's called Evolve the Membership. Sounds just like that when you click the button. No, I'm just kidding. I love Evolve the Membership because it's all about evolving. Who we are now is not who we are tomorrow, is not who we are 6 months from now, because we are always evolving. We're not ever moving backwards, we're evolving. We need to transform ourselves into people that we want to be. And so many times we are afraid that we're not moving in the right direction. And that's where I come into play. I'm here to help you, support you, and tell you that you are doing an amazing job. And I feel if you are not making progress, I'm going to come up to you. I'm going to message you. I'm going to get a hold of you and be like, listen here, you need a little fire underneath your ass. And I have no problem doing that. I have people in my current group now. I'm just like, yo, I see you. I see you not coming into the group. I'm going to message you. What's going on? To find out that someone had COVID. And I was like, oh, snap. I get it. You've been sick. Totally understand. But how can I support you? And this individual needed some additional support, which is fine. That's part of this membership. We are all here to support each other, learn, and grow. Through this whole podcast, the most important thing is that we need to build our toolbox. And we are starting with coping skills. And I'm going to go through this whole year teaching you about tools that we can put in our toolbox. And the first one, coping skills. More about coping skills, definitely look me up. Check the link in the bio, because I'm thinking the best bang for your buck right now is either a power hour with me or come into the monthly membership, because we can work together. And I'm always here to help you bring the inner badass out that lives within you. Always remember that you are the most important person in your story. I'll talk to you next week.